Rabbi Motti Posen.
Shabbos Tisha B'Av. This year, Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos. It's like it's the next couple of years, actually. We know now we're in the 3 weeks, the 9 days, coming to Tisha B'Av eventually. The Avelos that we mourn over the Beis HaMikdash. The Aruch HaShulchan says the reason why we mourn, he says the Ekdoma, to the Avelos of the 3 weeks, he says the reason why we mourn, we're so sad about the Beis HaMikdash, he says it's because the reason it was destroyed in the first place was because of the Avelos of the Dor. People doing Avelos, they're doing things they weren't supposed to do. And because of that, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And we know called Dor, Shleibnivra Beis HaMikdash B'yomov, Kidu Nechrav B'yomov. Any generation where the Beis HaMikdash was not rebuilt, it was like it was destroyed in that generation. He says that can only be if our Averis are the same as what they were doing then, the same Averis they did, which earned the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, is the same Averis that we're continually doing today. And because of that, it's like Bono Biyomov, that's why we don't see it being rebuilt. It's Kiru, if the Beis HaMikdash would be around, we have to view it as if it would be destroyed today. Because of the matzav that we're in, it's called Orishai Nivnek, Ilu Nechrav. It's like when Mamash destroyed today. So that's why we mourn the Beis HaMikdash, to try through the mourning to achieve the Madrega that they once had, and through feeling the loss, well, to grow and get out of the Golos that we're in. The Ivan says the reason why we're in Golos is because we don't mourn properly. The Gemara Bar Matzia, the Gaon brings it on Shulchan Aruch, and the time to it. The Gemara says that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Chazal said, no one should eat meat, no one should eat wine. All the halachas we do in the 9 days, the Gemara said they didn't do the whole year. They didn't wash themselves, didn't wear fresh clothes. And the Gemara says that they couldn't do it. It was too hot. It was a gzeira shein ruivat sibu yochel amigbo. And Chazal concentrated it down to just 3 weeks or 9 days. They took all the halachas of the morning, the Beis HaMikdash, and put it into 9 days. But really, the Gemara says it should really be the whole year. So it's hard for us to feel the churban at the best of times. At least we don't have the whole year, it's just 9 days. At least in those 9 days, we try and feel it to whatever level we can. And through that, Mr. Shem, we'll see the Beis HaMikdash being rebuilt. Lemaisa Shabbos Tisha B'Av is a funny, strange concept, because really, on one end, it's Tisha B'Av. This is Tes B'Av, this is the day Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We went to Golos, the day we cried when the Meraglim came back, when Yavne was destroyed, the Talmid HaChachomim. Many tzoros happened on Tisha B'Av, yet Shabbos this year, Mitzvah the Shabbos, if Mashiach hasn't come, will be a regular Shabbos. Oich limbosa, v'shei sinyayin, umalin al shulchonoi, k'su deshloimu b'shaitoi. We treat it as a regular Shabbos. Meat, wine, regular Shabbos. And there's the famous vow from Shimshon Pinkas, comes from Victor Miller originally, who says the reason why on Shabbos we completely ignore Tisha B'Av, the famous vow, he says because the whole idea of Beis HaMikdash was it was a oil moed, it was a meeting place for us and Hashem. So we came to see Ruchnias, we came to see Tahara, we came to see the Ribbono Shelam. And he says that all what's in Beis HaMikdash, all this Tahara, Kedusha, that the Yidden managed to get by coming to Beis HaMikdash, all this is locked up and intertwined into every fiber of Shabbos Kodesh. And with Shabbos, we don't even need Beis HaMikdash, Kviyachl, in a certain sense. We don't even need it because it's all there. All the Kedusha, everything Beis HaMikdash has to offer is in Shabbos. And that's where we find so many similarities between Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash. There's the menorah they lit then, and we have the Shabbos candles. There's the lechem aponim on the shulchan, there's our chalas on the table. There's the aponim yod raglav, the kohen used to wash. The minhag was for them to go to mikvah, the same by us. We wash every Shabbos. The minhag, some people go to mikvah. There are a lot of similarities between Shabbos, the big day kuna, big day Shabbos. A lot of similarities because Shabbos is a mini Beis HaMikdash. That's what Shabbos is. It's 24 hours with the Ribbono Shelam on this close level. It was only Shaykh in the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore through Shabbos we achieve that. As when Shabbos comes, even if it's Tisha B'Av itself, it's the day which represents the whole Golos, the day which represents the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But Shabbos brings us back to that level of Beis HaMikdash that we once had. We don't feel any churban on Shabbos. However, having said that, there are many halachas still in the gear to Erev Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos, even some on Shabbos. And we'll see how much we can get done going into Tisha B'Av, and the Loch is negated to Tisha B'Av as well. The Brit Megadim starts off, Mishpat Zayzov, Tazayin. He discusses with washing Erev Shabbos. We know there's a chiyuv upon the other raglav of every Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos to wash. He starts off, when do you wash? He says, before Chatzos, he meant to wash already. Lemais, the minig is not like the Prima Gadim. Later boys them say that the minig was always to wash after Chatzos. Some say even later, Mamish goes to Shabbos, it should be nikkah that this washing, normally we know the 9 days, not to wash, this washing should be nikkah this lekov for Shabbos. So even the Prima Gadim says for Chatzos, the later boys can say, the closer to Shabbos, the better. So it's more nikkah that the washing is dafka for Shabbos. On the subject of washing, it's one of the most controversial subjects in the 9 days. The Torah brings to the Navi Ezri, the Nogu Avisein, he's talking about the Kadmoinim, Shalirchus Meshchidish, Yishleinu Lekayim Shum Altitish Teresimecha. He said, they had the minig not to wash, and because of Altitish Teresimecha, we have to keep this up, and not to wash in the 9 days. And Meir Brunner writes that when they first introduced the Gezerah, it was even before the Rishonim, the Gezerah not to wash in the 9 days, he said, some of them were misnagged, they said in some places it's very hot, it's the summer. And some of the Kadmoin, before the Rishonim already, were misnagged and said, no, we don't want to have this Gezerah of not washing, it's too hot. And the Maribrun writes, Lamais, they were outvoted. And the Ikar Pesach went with the majority at the time, which were happy with it. And therefore, even though we see, it was, even back then it was very hot, still they were outvoted and they said the Gezerah's got to stay. It's put in the Ramah, Tafkuf Nun Aleph, Sita Zayin. The Ramah says, we don't wash in the 9 days, except the Erev Shabbos, which is upon the other regular. And even Erev Shabbos, he says, it's Tafkuf and cold. He says, if you do your hair every week in hot, you do your hair in hot. But otherwise, pull off the other raglav in cold. As the famous Mishabur brings from the Chai Adam, someone who normally washes in hot could do pull off the other raglav in hot. There are those who say the Chai Adam is very shver because he doesn't come from a Makur, he's with the Maril and the Ramah, and other Achronim. The Baiz Mishabur brings the Chai Adam, the pull off the raglav you can't do in hot. But the Abu Machmi even on that to do it in cold. The Baiz, so many people hold on very tight to the head of Istanis, brought down as well that Istanis is a head to wash. Lemais and the Makur of Istanis is known in Archives in Yerodea Bechaz Avelus, and there, Istanis, it's very cloth in Pesgichuv and other Mesikilim, the get of Istanis from Yerodea Rochas for Laila Rishon, Shemis Ishtoi, the Mishnah and Brochas, and Talmidim said, why are you washing? Istanis Ani. And there, the boys can bring down Yerodea on the Mamish on the page already, you see, that they say the Istanis there is Begeda Chula. There's a person, it's not as Istanis as he needs. He's one of these people that you can't take it. It's more than that. His mamash becomes kilu ill. It doesn't mean ill. He's on tablets. It means he can't sleep. He can't function. The mamash disturbs him much more than a regular disturbance. Such a darga, a person's mamash istanis, and the whole day is a different day for him because he hasn't washed. Then it could be his begad istanis. And even then, you meant to be mamayat as much as you can. Only do the minimum. Only do what you need to do. Shabbos someone came to me, said that your mamash feeling sweaty. You could have a shower. What's the Shabbos? So I said to him, would you pay £100 to have a shower once a Shabbos? He says, yeah, he'd pay £200 to have a shower. So if that's the case, you're probably an Istanis. You're willing to sacrifice so much money, that means that you just can't take it anymore. You're just going mad. If that's the case, you're an Istanis. But less than that, you run into trouble when you forget Istanis. The Chaznish wasn't making even a Bnei Brak, nor was Shlem Zalman, and a Bnei Brak, we know what the heat's like there. He says that you still got to keep up this takana not to wash, unless it's because Istanis, you have the heta. Rabbi Aida brings down the famous letter from Rabbi Aida, brings from Moshe from Henkin. He says, today, seeing as most people are Istanis, then on Erev Shabbos it could be Mekel. As he puts it, he makes a sort of bizarre, because Erev Shabbos and people Istanis together, Erev Shabbos could be Mekel, which is a big Chiddush, Negev Mishpura, and all the Mekvaram Taz, way back to the Maharil, that Ramah brings. So it is a bit of a Chiddush. The Maharil is Ramah to rely on. Different people do different things. Some people try and comply with Mishpura. So who wants to have a shout Erev Shabbos has Ramah to rely on, as long as he's also Istanis. There's another Chuv in Negros Moshe where he's makel for, he writes the Bnei Yeshiva, the Bochrim, who are learning, are very sweaty. He says, if your mamish hot, it's in the heat of the summer, he says, then they beget Istanis, they can have a shower, a lot of people rely on that Rav Moshe. He's talking about during the week to have a shower as well. But it all boils down to the same thing. It's got to bother you to an extent where it's mamish takes over your life, you can't function, and then you beget Istanis. Lamai says, even with that, you should know that the famous Aruch HaShulchan, and talk of Nun Aleph's Eve Lam Vav, he says, Da'ash Abadur Yitzinu, Eschilu Lazazel, Baruchitza, Bechamen, Erev Shabbos, Chazoyim. He says, people are Mazazel with washing, Erev Shabbos, Chazoyim. He says, Aruch HaShulchan, he came back over 100 years. U'maragla Bepum Meishmi Sharuichiz, Kol Erev Shabbos, Roshai, Kam B'Shabbos Zu. And people say, if you wash every Erev Shabbos, you can wash this Erev Shabbos too. Ve'enu Ken Shai Rabbeinu Ramol, Ehit Yerak, Chiv Zoroish, only to wash your hair. And Poly Ragla, which is always a chiv, the Tom of Yam Merchatzois and the Ulis by Shabbos Chazoin, and the bathhouses were always locked. Erev Shabbos Chazoin, always through generations. Bezel Lekavi, Eschilu Lazazel, Vasidin Lizin Esadin. Everyone who washes it on Erev, someone Erev Shabbos, he's also Lizin Esadin. So on one hand, you have Baruch HaShulchan, is very strong, says that there's no Hetzah, as far as he can see it. There's Rav Moshe, who's Mekel, the Istanis, Erev Shabbos. So, it's one of these things where a person puts himself somewhere in the middle of the spectrum, depending on how much of istinus he is, how much he feels the churban maybe. There's no clear yiral lemaisa, and every person has to think where he could place himself in this spectrum.
A shower and a bath.
Yeah, the din is washing, so a shower bath it will be no difference. There's a sugya of mikvah, which is, we won't discuss now. You do or don't, depending on where you come from, what your minig is. Okay, moving along, cutting nails, we know the 9 days, the minig is not, it's not mamash offset. The minig, and on Erev Shabbos, always mikvah, both Erev Shabbos last week and this week. Cutting nails is never a problem.
Anyway,
right, but you can never have a Shabbos at Shosh Chaboy, because this was always going to be after Shabbos. So it's never shy of Shosh Chabba on Erev Shabbos. So that's why nails are always mutter, whatever it is. Even during the week, they make up the etzim. Why is it the biggest way for Shabbos? If there's a big tzorach, even in the week, it's not much also to cut nails. Big day Shabbos, the etzim is also to wear. I was by an engagement a couple of years ago in Eretz Yisrael. Chosn and Kala got engaged. No Shabbos closed, middle of the 9 days. They bring down about Bar Mitzvah, they discuss, because we know Bar Mitzvah, Suz Bar Mitzvah is not Bar Etzim, Suz Bar Mitzvah at all. So that's why we say, the Bavisa Rosh says, Bavisa Boy says, Rosh, to make it Sutta's Mitzvah. It's not Sutta's Mitzvah, Shadik, where Shabbos close. So an engagement is for sure not Sutta's Mitzvah. So to make it on Shabbos close is very, very schwer. Because of that, Erev Shabbos, the boys can say, the late upon Shabbos close, the better. See, before Chatzos, Zichah shouldn't. After Chatzos, you can be Mekel, you can make after Chatzos, you upon Shabbos close. But if you do Somach Lemincha Ketan, you do it even later, it's even better. And the late upon Shabbos close, the better. Because again, Shabbos close is one of the Surim in the 9 days. A bris is a shalu, kupon with the bris. We know the three, father, son, the moil, and I'm all the baby. Depends how old the baby is. The baby can be old. The baby can be 50 already. You know he hasn't had the bris. He also can wear Shabbos clothes. He usually gets left out. But he could be old. And he could also wear Shabbos clothes. The mother can wear Shabbos clothes. There's a shalu about the kvatah wearing. But besides for a mokum mitzvah, we avoid wearing Shabbos clothes during the 9 days.
Shabbos.
The Ramah brings down lemaisa that even on Shabbos not to wear. That was always the minig in the days of the Ramah early back. The Ma'aseh the Gaon writes of many Achronim say the minig, the whole Tzvus Yisrael is to wear Shabbos clothes. It's like what we do, everyone wears Shabbos clothes. In I think across the board, all sects of Yiddishkeit, everyone's wearing Shabbos clothes on Shabbos. And that's the prevalent minig, always to wear Shabbos clothes. Then the Shaila on Shabbos, Shabbos itself, the Shabbos. Can you learn? We know Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzoy is not to learn. The same thing is brought down even on Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av not to learn. Now, just like Erev Tisha B'Av, there's a Hetah. If a person, the Be'alocha brings the Motchah, the Magen Avraham, and the others, if a person, Mamish, can't learn, he can't learn the Dvarim Aroyim. The only thing that's me not learn on Tisha B'Av, the Chatzos, Erev Tisha B'Av, Dvarim Aroyim, Eicha, the Gemorin, Kitin, Vav, Nun, Zayin, Moed Katan, Eoiv. But the Be'alocha brings down for many who say that if you can't focus on something else, you're allowed to learn your regular things. Now, they say today, it's hard to rely on this Hetzah, we're not together, we Mamish can't change Sugya, it'll destroy our lives. Magen Avraham says when he had to change Sugya, he couldn't learn it. So he just found himself doing nothing. He just could not focus on something else within another sukkah. So for him, it was his hetah. And anyone was like that. If a person can, he should definitely try and learn Dakud Vayim Aroyim, which is Eicha. All the sukkahs brought down that you can learn on Tisha B'Av already from Chatzos on Shabbos. There's more hetah to buy Shabbos than the Erev Tisha B'Av, regular Erev Tisha B'Av, because it's Shabbos. And I said, if you can, I've had to do it. If you can't, then you've got the hetah, even like a regular, you have the hetah. Shnai Mikra, if someone's doing Shnai Mikra, really been doing Shnai Mikra for Shabbos, or for Shabbos morning at least. If you didn't, we need to do Shnai Mikra even afterwards. But David, Lemaise, if you want to do Shnai Mikra, even now, the boys say you can. It's not mamish, but get the proper Iyun, proper learning, be Iyun. Therefore, you can do Shnai Mikra even after this man, even after Chatzos, where you should be learning by Moroim, you can do Shnai Mikra. To Hillim as well, the Mekel. Even if someone does Shnai Mikra with Rashi, even in the Shulchan Aruch, Rish Beis says, you're a Shemaim to Shnai Mikra with Rashi. You want to do Rashi, you can still do after Chatzos. After Chatzos, Erev Tisha B'Av, it's not a problem. But again, it's not learning beyond.
This year, talking about Erev
Shabbos, not Mamish. No, on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos afternoon. Erev Shabbos is regular, do what you like. Shabbos morning, also regular. From Chatzos on Shabbos. Friday there's no problem at all. It's regular. The whole thing's pushed off till Shabbos, Chatzos. That's when the earliest time ending would start. Shiur, if someone's giving a Shia as well, they bring down to change topic, try and do Dvarim Aroyim. And again, if you can't, you can't. It's not Ma'akav, but Lechatchila, if you can, you should avoid it. Because all of us, we don't say Mincha. Most places have this meaning, not say Pekos Mincha. Even to go on a walk or socializing from Shabbos Chatzos, they bring that not to. No big socializing event. Going for a stroll. People go after the Cholent. It should be avoided, if possible, because already from Chatzos, even at Shabbos, we already begin to feel the Churban. Tomorrow Shabbat Tzimah also. Then there's the Shaila of the Tzoyim Kal, the tablet people take to have an easy time. Can you take it on Shabbos? We know few problems. Firstly, it could be a shayla hachana, it could be a shayla medication. Lemaisa, they bring down that if you do like a regular tablet, you put it into liquid, you can't see it's a tablet, you put it into food, and you can't see it's not nicked, it's a tablet, the person who needs to take it can take it even on Shabbos. Because it's no worse than a regular refill, which we make, the person needs it, if you, as long as you, it's not clawed, it's a tablet, you put it into food or drink, you make it to take even on Shabbos. Right, that's also prevention anyway, but still there's issues, because that's why there's more head to take. If you didn't manage to put it into food, it could be there's that head anyway to take, but you should put it into food if you can or drink. Yes, it's hachon as well. You mustn't say you're taking it in order to fast. Just like we know, Shacharach says, you can't go to sleep Shabbos afternoon and say, I want to sleep because tonight I've got a busy evening ahead. You can't say that, because even though it's not mamash hachon, sleeping is not preparing, but it's nirika hachon. However, you don't go to sleep, I'll dast that you have a long evening ahead. So too, don't take the tablet. So I'm taking this in order to fast. So too, even shalosh shudas, he said, eating shalosh shudas, don't say that right, eat up, that's it for the next 25 hours. You don't say that, because again, it's the same thing as nirika hachon. You eat, you can think it, but don't say, I'm eating in order to have. Kriyach is to fast, just eat regularly, and the tablet as well. Don't say it's for the tannis tafka, because you have the same problem as sleeping for the tannis. So the shlish is, regular shal shutos, eichlim boso, he says, sheisin yayin, amal al shulchonoi, kusul shlim, b'shaito, a regular meal, meat, wine, whatever you want, there's no din Tisha B'Av, even though it's kilus, like a susus mafsekes, it's the last meal before Tisha B'Av, so it's the Shabbos, there's no din susus mafsekes, a regular meal Tisha B'Av, a regular meal shal shutos. However, the Mogron brings down, they shouldn't have too much simcha, keep it to a minimum. He says you shouldn't invite guests, which the Mishra brings, that you can only not invite guests if you never invite guests. If you never invite guests, don't invite this week. If you usually have guests, then it'll be available for Hesia, which is also stuff. You have to invite guests this week too. So if you don't normally invite guests, avoid inviting guests. You bring down if people are staying by you, it's Negev, people, couples in Bochrim, Sembo's coming back already to the Shabbos. So if you have someone staying by you, it's not your child, as long as they're for the whole Shabbos, it's not got a dinner of a guest. They're for Shabbos, they're live at your house. If someone comes just for the Siddur Shlishis, that should be avoided if you can. Even Zemiris they bring down, keep to a minimum. This is what Adavi people do three times, but don't singing for hours. It's a serious, the Maharam says it's more of a serious meal because we're coming on to Tisha B'Av, so you keep all these things to a minimum. Sitting on the floor, that only starts at Nacht. Nacht means regular Nacht, not don't do early Nacht, not Rabbeinu Tam. The Ikka, sack of the Ikka, Nacht, that's the one we follow for this. So sitting on the floor at Nacht, not before, nor after. Shabbos clothes. You know, we said it's also to Shabbos in the 9 days. So here, again, they point out that Issa is to put Shabbos clothes on. Once you have Shabbos clothes on, there's no Issa taking them off. You can keep them on as long as you like, but the Issa is putting on daf. Oh, machvim, but that's the ikapsak. The problem is putting on. So if you have Shabbos clothes on already, there's no problem taking them off. They point out, Moshe already last Shabbos, if you come home from Marav, take your hand jacket off, clear the table, and then you want to make Avdollah. So you want to put your hand jacket on for Avdollah, you say you can't put it back on. All that is, you got on, keep it on. Someone told me he was talking to Chaim Knievsky, what's Shabbos Chazon? Chassid Shid, he had the strammel, and it was hot. He was talking to Chaim, he was holding the strammel. And after he finished, Chaim told him, don't be strammel back on now. All that is to keep your Shabbos clothes on. Now it's Nacht, you're talking to me for 10 minutes. You want to walk home, you can't put it back on. Because the problem is putting Shabbos clothes on. So if you've had your hand jacket off for Shalosh Udos, so now comes time for Maariv, you can't put it back on. You put your weekly hand jacket, but your trousers and other stuff, regular other Shabbos clothes was already on. You're really allowed to keep it on. Put it on for bench and keep on, yeah, as long as it's still Shabbos, you can keep on. You say, Baruch HaMavdol, before you take your shoes off, we take your shoes off again by Nacht, the same as sitting on the floor, shoes well by Nacht. Say, Baruch HaMavdol, before you take your shoes off, Mavdol Mekris L'chol, before you do something which is more of a chol. In Shul, they say, Boim HaReish, every month Shabbos, it's a weekday, we say, Boim HaReish, even if you don't say Avdallah. Tisha B'Av is no Avdallah, people are fasting. You say Boim HaReish in Shul. The Be'alocha brings down a Sofik if women need to say Boim HaReish or not. Therefore, the minhag usually is that a man's moitzia Boim HaReish and then she doesn't have a Sofik. This week, he says Boim HaReish in Shul, what's she going to do? So she doesn't say it's not the end of the world, but the best would be if someone's not, Mechavan in Shul not to be Eitza. And when he gets home, he should say Boim HaReish home for his wife. Or even before Marav, if he's late. Most Shuls do a late Marav if you can, you got time. Do Boim HaReish before Marav for your wife, and then she'll get the Boim HaReish as well. Oh, that's the Be'alach brings a Sofik if they're chayef. So the Sajj is not chayef, it's a brach lazalofa. So we avoid Boim HaReish for women. So if she can't, it's a Sofik, it's a brach lazalofa, she doesn't do it. If you can, do it for her. If you hit in shul, you can't do it again. So you have das, not to be hit in shul. We remove tablecloths. Tablecloths is dafka for Shabbos. We remove tablecloths, even though we don't do melacha on Tisha B'Av. The whole Tisha B'Av, or at least till chatzois. So you try and keep everything to a minimum, washing dishes and these things. Poison place, you just leave till chatzois, at least until most Tisha B'Av if you can. But taking a tablecloth off, a tablecloth is meant for Shabbos, So don't write time on for Tisha B'Av, so that you can take off the table. Tisha B'Av, we don't have the Shabbos tablecloths on, but washing dishes now, you keep the chatzos, or if you can, even have to even keep till nacht, most of Tisha B'Av. If you do wash by chatzos, because you need the place, or you need the dishes, or something like that, then here the poskim says better to put on gloves if you can, because again, you're washing your hands, it's rechit shleit tzerich. If you can't, it's mutter, because be'ezim is not rechit shleit tainug, just to wash the dishes. But anyway, we avoid, even by the tzitzit time, we're makbid not to wash our hand. Chavachoyim here, which is not rechit shleit mitzvah, you should wear gloves if you got. If not, it's not the end of the world to wash regularly. If you have gloves, you should try and use gloves. There's a shayla of a choyla. As long as the choyla is not fasting, the shayla of Abdullah, what they do? Men, women, people who are not fasting. Lemaisa here, again, as a big machlok is what to do. The main hachra lemaisa is that a person does make Abdullah, and you make Abdullah on wine. We know Chama Medina is extremely shver. There's a day in Shulchan Aruch that you b'chlam lo yitzeh Chama Medina ever. And even the eyes, the Ramah says, b'chosh for the Rosh, says you should only use it by a chiv drabonon. And even that is a sofa what Chama Medina is. You have at least three sveikas here if there is such a thing in Chama Medina. Therefore, you avoid and use regular wine. If you can, you should use grape juice. The problem is the grape juice is another big controversy whether there is such a thing of cool grape juice today, unless you make it yourself. Someone told me, sorry, he's not here today, he's only here. Told me that he was once had to eat on a tannis, on his own Tisha B'Av, he went to the stipend. He said, what should you do? Stipend, they take grapes, squeeze them out, and make up all on that. So he said to the stipend, I'll buy grape juice. So the stipend said, no, it's not the same. We know grape juice is the shalif, the shahakal, there's the water, there's the sugar. Brad Yosef is always legendary to always make shahakal.
It's opposite from coming alcohol.
That's another problem. Yeah, the preservatives as well. Okay, that is much more sad to be made up, but there's other things they put in. Brad Yosef is always make shahakal, even Barabim on grape juice, Rabbi Ashfield will shahakal. The meaning is to use it for Kiddush, but you should avoid it if you can, and there's no more reason to use grape juice than wine on Tisha B'Av, because the Shulchan Aruch says go with us in the 9 days. If you're going to use one, there's no difference between one and the other. The fact that alcohol content doesn't make a difference, because whiskey also has alcohol content, and it's more than the 9 days. It's then in the grape product. So if grape juice or wine, there's no real chiluk. If you have got real grape juice, you should use it, because the Sofik is kedai to use wine, always kedai to use wine, the whole year, because of this Sofik. Chaznish said you use up to a third grape juice normally, but if one can, he could take it, he's zichah, try and take wine. And not only that, but wine, we know as well, there's the 2 days, mavushal, not mavushal. And if you can, you should always use not mavushal. It's generally more expensive. The non mavushal is normally the big bottles, and the mavushal, at least by kelim, is the small bottles. But the Mishpura brings and Seva Aguda that if you've got both, and there's no real difference to you, as long as you're happy to drink the non mavushal, you should use non mavushal. Mishpura Aguda, there's a tzad that you might be nervous upon some Rishonim. So generally, person should use wine, a non mavushal wine. But grape juice, the meaning is to use, and if someone uses wine, there's no reason to have to use grape juice this week. Someone who always uses grape juice, stick to grape juice as well this week. Now this applies to men and women, even women generally avoid making Abdullah. Here they've got to make Abdullah as well. And they want to eat on Tisha B'Av, they make Abdullah, either in the night or in the morning. If one can, they should wait till Chatzos on Tisha B'Av to make Abdullah and eat. If you can't, especially this year where it's a Nidcha, and Meichosh Ba'am, someone's feeling unwell, can eat already in the night. Maybe could I check with the Ravi, but get the Meichosh, usually a person is in the feeling unwell, make Abdullah and eat. Boyim Reish, you do in the night, but not B'Samim, and in the morning you don't do either. You just start from the Brachas, you don't do B'Sam, you don't do Moreish, you don't say Hine Keli Shuasi, you start straight from the Brachas, there's Tisha B'Av. And that's generally the halacha for Abdullah on Tisha B'Av, most Tisha B'Av is the same thing. Again, you don't start with Hine, you don't do Boyim Reish, you don't do B'Samim, on most Tisha B'Av as well. So the same halachas from Tisha B'Av morning till whenever you make Abdullah, you just start with the Bari Bragofen and a Mavdil, and if you do it in the night, you will see Bari Moresh. Children, what do they do? We know children generally are eating till Bar Mitzvah, Bas Mitzvah. So children, they're allowed to eat. There's never any halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula that a child can't eat. People sometimes make the mistake and tell the kids to wait. If they wait a few minutes, there's nothing wrong, but the Issa Tifu, Kiddush, Abdullah, Davin, all these things never applies to children ever across the board. The Rishonim already says, forget the Tzab al-Achayim, not to give children food. They have no Chiv to wait. You can't stop giving them food. Therefore, children can eat on Tisha B'Av regularly. And Klap Abdullah, seeing as the real Zaman Abdullah is Motsa Tisha B'Av, that's when they make Abdullah. And eating for Abdullah is never a problem by them. They can eat for Abdullah regularly Motsa Shabbos. So to now, therefore, that's what the Muslims say for a child as well, should not make Abdullah. Wait for Motsa Tisha B'Av, Abdullah regularly with his father or with himself Motsa Tisha B'Av. And eating, children can eat for Abdullah like a regular week, no problem. A choyle who does eat, sounds funny, but he could be mechaven to be yitza chiv melav malka, because there's chiv melav malka, even on Tisha B'Av, we can't do it. But someone who is anyway eating should be mechaven for melav malka. This is Shrich Kavona, I have Kavona for melav malka. Most of Tisha B'Av, for everyone, there's no meat and wine. By regular Tannis, some people have the meaning not to have meat and wine, Mosa Tannis, but by Tisha B'Av, the Mogorom says much more. Since the whole day was a day of Avelos, it's not right now to have meat and wine until the next morning. So Mosa Tisha B'Av, meat, wine, except music as well, they bring down.
Except
Avdolah. Avdolah, Avdolah can have. Avdolah is a Kushal Mitzvah, Avdolah can have Avdolah. But other meat and wine and music, not. But haircuts is okay, Mosa Tisha B'Av straight away, since it's Nidcha, it's not Yud, Av, Yud, Aleph. Haircuts, shaving, washing, wearing fresh clothes, all these things are mutter. The only thing you shouldn't do is meat, wine, and music. Shechionu is probably mutter too. I didn't say discuss, but probably mutter too, because we're out of this man after 3 weeks. Then we get to the regular halachas, not Shabbos Tisha B'Av, regular 9 days, Mishnichas Av Memaitim B'Simcha. You know the Mechaber breaks it down in the Gemara, Mishnichas Av Memaitim B'Simcha. What does Memaitim? Memaitim means you go less. The Maitim of Rome says it's not less, he says no Simcha at all. This plays out in everyone's life differently, what it means no simcha. The nafkamina really is, there's a machlokes here, when does it end? When does mishnichnas av memaitim b'simcha? How long does it go on for? So there's a three machlokes, the noise killing right on the page, when it goes to Tisha B'Av, goes to Tu B'Av, goes to the end of Av, goes to Rosh Chodesh Elul. What's the nafkamina? Big nafkamina. We know we don't have court cases in Av because we've got a bad mazel. So when does the mazel end? It depends on this machlokes, whether it's Tisha B'Av, Tu B'Av, or the whole Av. Someone can avoid the whole off, if not after Tu B'Av, if not after Tisha B'Av, and if not in the 9 days, but that's the worst mazel of all, is in the actual 9 days. Sfaratim and Noeg, most things in Shavuot Shel Chaboy, this year is a machloek, if it is a Shavuot Shel Chaboy or not, Mechaber brings 2 days. I think the meaning is to be makel, there's no Shavuot Shel Chaboy for Sfaratim, there's Nafkaminas for Ashkenazim as well. There's 3 Nafkaminas, I find, it could be, there's more, I found 3 Nafkaminas from Shavuot Shel Chaboy and regular 9 days. This year, it's, the whole thing's going to be a din of not Shavuot Shel Chaboy, so whatever's Mutin, not Shavuot Chaboy, we mutin this whole year till Tisha B'Av. 3 nafkaminas I found was washing for children, clothes, washing children's clothes under Bar Mitzvah is mutin, not Shavuot Chaboy. Even if they don't get dirty, even up to the age of Bar Mitzvah, in Shavuot Chaboy we're not to wash unless they're young and they get dirty. But in the first week, the not Shavuot Chaboy, we wash clothes regularly for children till Bar Mitzvah. So this year, if you make all this not Shavuot Chaboy, washing clothes is regularly. The second nafkamina is if you make a bris, how many guests that you can invite. In Shavuot Chaboy we only invite 10 or a siyum. In not Shavuot Chaboy we invite more. So this week, and as a bris this whole week, he's making not Shavuot Chaboy like the first day in Shulchan Aruch, as many guests as you like. And the last nafkamina is Ein lo elo cholok echa. Someone who's only got one shirt, he's got nothing else. Only one shirt. So when it's Shavuot Chaboy we're not making even with that. Too bad. I don't know. Go wear your shirt, even though it's all you've got. It's dirty. But in the not Shavuot Chaboy week before, we're making to wash. This Ein lo elo cholok echa is more negeh than you think. And again, a person comes to a hotel, a person comes, flies home, goes abroad, and he comes to a place and it's fresh bedding. Can you use the fresh bedding? It's the middle of the 9 days. What are you meant to do now? He's stuck. So if it's not Shavuot Shel Chaboy, so some days it's a din of Ein lo elo cholok echa. That's all he's got. He's in the hotel, they give him one set of bedding. He's not taking anyone else's dirty bedding. So Ein lo elo cholok echa is a makel. So this he will be makel the whole 9 days up to Tisha B'Av. You go to someone's house, people are flying home from Eretz Yisrael, Ben Ismanim. You come home, you give them fresh bedding, you can rely on this. In a regular year, what do? You're stuck. You got fresh bedding. So there's the eight of, a child can sleep in it first, you put your child to sleep there. Because children can wear fresh clothes. And once a child slept in it, it's not fresh anymore, and you can sleep in it. Someone told me they're flying home on Thursday, asked them what they're going to do. He said, no problem. Him and his wife, he's got 2 kids, they put one child to sleep in each bed, and take them out, put them in the cots later, and then there's no problem. Someone's really slept in it, it's not fresh anymore. But if you haven't got the eight, you're running to Shilas. So it's not Shul Shechalbo, we're Mekel with the din of Ein Eilechol Gechot. Oh, so Shalkos is the whole thing. The Ramah says that with Mechme. The Mechab is only Shosh Chab, but the Ramah says with Mechme. That's the whole 9 days with Mechme. Not to wear Shalkos at all. And that's even not fresh. Shalkos is a dim bifnei atzmoy. Even not Shosh Chab with Mechme. If someone's having an engagement or something like that, no, unless it's a mitzvah like a bris, something like that. But mitzvah is a shayla.
I mean, on the other years, cutting nails, they can after Rosh Chodesh Shab, but not Shosh Chab.
Yes, in Shavuot Chaboy and Machmet only do Erev Shabbos. Right. Shopping, another big controversial issue, the summer's coming up. So many shaylos, people come. Sales, people want to know, just last night, someone wants to know, but I want to buy things for the holidays, sand toys for the kids, a roof rack, things like that, changes tires for the holidays. It's hard to say a clear Doria. Anything which is day-to-day usage, regular things, food for sure, things you need on a day-to-day basis, you need a pen, you need even a pot if you're stuck. Things like just regular day-to-day usages, even socks, someone's run out of socks for whatever reason. It's nothing, it's a regular thing people just buy every day. Such a thing I've had is mutter. A davar shel simcha mamash, saying expensive jewelry, candlesticks, is also. And everything in between is hard to be mangdi where it falls. Someone asked me yesterday about buying a bread machine. Is it a simcha? No, he's never had one before. His wife would be very happy. Alandi, you can say a bread machine is like just a glorified toaster, just a pot. It's just it's something which you just use to cook and bake, to bake really. So maybe it's just a regular household usage. It's hard to say what it is. Ramosha says about air conditioning or a cupboard. He says you have a big cupboard. He says even if you have to buy it, it's on sale. We know Dabba Ovid Mutta. Ramosha says don't bring any house. Try and leave it outside. Tell him to deliver it after Tisha B'Av. Even if you buy it, don't bring it in. So someone who's got this sofik and he needs to buy it, should at least avoid bringing it into his house. Tell him, you know, I'll pay for it now and deliver it after Tisha B'Av. We'll drop off by someone else. The simcha of bringing it into your house, that at least you don't have. But these things in the middle is very hard to be magdir. Avad you should avoid if you can. And if you manage to, you got to check if it's mutter or not. If it's a davar shel simcha, if it's a regular thing, how to be magdir it. Sewing as well, the minig is not to sew, the Rishami brings not to sew. Ramosha says if you do a small stitch in a cloth just to sew something up, that's not sewing, we'll put a button back on. Ramosha says sewing means to put a new piece on or to make it into a baggy broid to wear. Just to stitch something up quickly, that's not a
dinner. It's
usually also the Ovid. But any small repair without adding a proper new patch of material or adding a new piece or things like that, Ramosha says it's not a problem, you can do it on during the 9 days. Business, the Gemara already brings the woman might, was scared with dropping business. The head of today is, they all bring down, Bagram, Taz, gone, everyone brings down. And today is Chai Shah, we live in Golos, you never know when you're going to need money to do whatever you need to do in Golos. Therefore they say today, person business is regular. But someone has a business, he sells, Mazman Shal Simcha, he sells things like candlesticks, jewellery, expensive things. He should be married, and anyway, usually people aren't buying anyway, because people are not meant to be buying in the 9 days. So that he may buy a regular business, how do you make a sale, yeah. Imagine someone's mahar, it doesn't really help the sale. Because monoshach, if you need it, you need it, you'll buy whatever. You don't want to daft go back in the 9 days, and if you won't make the sale, then you have to forget to buy the candlesticks. So it doesn't always help anyway. But if it's dough offer, the bad, you could buy it in the 9 days. Doing up your house, another halacha you meant to avoid. Things that Imam Shneed, someone asked me yesterday, well, his handle came off his door, and his curtain fell down. Probably happened by the same person. So that is mutter to do. He said, you can't do anything in his house with the curtains down. And the door, the handle broken, he uses a spoon to open the door. So that's mutter, because it's regular, it's hechruch, a thing you need for day-to-day living. I'm saying extra, painting is never hechruch, you could live even with the house unpainted. And things like a gate, a garden gate, things like that. Extra things, extra lighting, all those things you don't do in the 9 days, because you don't need it. Unless, of course, if you do need it, it comes to a matzvah, your light broken, you can't see. If that is mutter. Anything which is a get of extra, something which is just to be more comfortable, we don't do in the 9 days, so to in the garden. Even cutting the hedge, some bring down not to. You need to cut it for a mitzvah, make an ear, something like that, then you can cut the hedge down. But chutz mizeh, you avoid cutting the grass, the tree, the hedge, you avoid doing it unless it's completely overgrown and there's no way to get out, which is generally not the case because it grows slowly. But any of these things which are all dvarim shel simcha makes you look nice, makes you feel more comfortable, those things we avoid in the 9 days. Giving presents is a major shaila, especially at the end of the year coming up. Rabbeim, teachers in school, people want to give presents. Because Allah wants to say that it's Dabba Ovid. If you don't give the present now, you'll probably never give it. So it's Dabba Ovid, because now or never. Lema'is, if you're still going to give afterwards, Avadi, you should give afterwards. If it's something he needs now, he can give now. And they say Baba Mitzvah as well, if it's a sefer, there's also Mutzah Dabba Ovid, it's a sefer. And hopefully he'll learn from it, which is always Dabba Ovid. So you make it. But if you can, avoid giving the presents till after the 9 days. 3 weeks is Mutter. Someone told me he wants to buy a pair of earrings for his wife, and the Rav told me he can't. The Chayr, the Issa, the 9 days. It is a buying presents, maximum is the 9 days, even that is a shayla. But we're not in the 9 days, but 3 weeks definitely not. Buying presents is regular in the 9 days. Wine and meat, we avoid. There's two reasons why, either because it's simcha or because we don't have the korbanos, which is the meat. We don't have the wine, they used to pour in the base of meat, we don't have wine. That's why even children we avoid giving meat and wine to, because there's reason. If it's a din in simcha, there's no avedus by ketanim. But if it's a din in the base of mikdash, we want to remember what we had. The korban, we want to feel the korban, then there shouldn't be any meat for anyone. Shacharach says we even hide the second shal shchita. We don't even shecht in the 9 days. Wine and grapes, which is ready also. Whiskey, vodka, beer, we're going to be mutter. It's then in grapes, tafka. Washing clothes. Normally we don't wash clothes. For gedolim, for ketanim, and for mitzvah. We wash in not shal shachar, but this is the whole thing is not shal shachar, according to the first day. So therefore, to wash clothes is not a problem for ketanim. Gedolim, no fresh clothes. It's not any clothes, it's bedding, towels, tablecloths, anything like that. There's a shayla of the guest we mentioned. The guest comes, can eat fresh bedding. Wearing fresh clothes, the Gaon says that he has even more chomor than washing. Washing, as we know, is the only issa, which is Medina de Gemara. The only real issa, the Gemara says, is washing. It's the most chomor of anything in the 9 days. And the Gaon says wearing fresh clothes is even more chomer than kibbutz. So it has the highest darug of anything not doing the 9 days wearing fresh clothes. Again, it applies to bedding, towels, tablecloths, anything like that. For Shabbos, we wear fresh. Shabbos, you wear fresh. Even Erev Shabbos, you put on fresh. He said at the beginning, it should be as late as possible. Definitely after Chatzos, even better, Somach L'mincha. Washing towels for Shabbos. Well, you can't wash anything for Shabbos, but you can wear. You can have a fresh towel for Shabbos. Fresh bedding and towels. That's it as well. Someone's going to prepare a troll. Tell them to fly in Friday morning. Friday night, no problem. Straight into the fresh bedding. If you manage stock, so... That's always a shayla, better to buy. It could be if it's not sure shal chalboy. It's complicated, that one. Yeah, that's a good shayla. If you haven't got towels and it's not sure shal chalboy, what should you do? Paper towels. A few halachos on Tisha B'Av. We don't wear leather shoes. The Rambam says that there's not in the leather, it's in feeling the koshi oris. You should feel the ground, you should wear thin soled shoes. So some choshi for Shizzer Rambam, the Ika Aloch is not to wear leather. The Machmir Machmir for the Shizzer Rambam, to wear thin shoes, at least as thin as possible, and then at least you feel the koshi oris. Children, there's no din avelus. The mice they bring down from the age of 4, 5, 6, something like that, then you shouldn't put leather shoes on them. They don't have a real achiv not to wear leather shoes. But you at least shouldn't put it on them. So if they're wearing it, you don't need to take off. Erev Tisha B'Av, they're wearing leather shoes. It comes to Tisha B'Av, you don't need to take off the young children. But you shouldn't put on yourself. Tell them to get dressed and they put their shoes on, doesn't matter. But you shouldn't put them on. But if they put on, there's no din avelus for ketanim. The older children, 7, 8, 9 already say you should tell them not to. It doesn't look right, but all in avelus and they're not. So they shouldn't wear it. But younger children, there's no issa, but don't put on b'yodayim. We sit low on the floor, the minig is to sit low. The real minig, the real halach is to sit on the floor. Shashur says, you don't sit mamash on the floor, you put a towel or something, a bag, something between you and the floor. Realize if you can't, you raise yourself up a bit, however much you can. Some say, three tvachim, shit yechida, three tvachim, no real makrev, three tvachim, no, dinner, three tvachim. Dinner, however low you can, you can. There's no clear agdara.
Before you said,
yeah, I'm talking about Tisha B'Av itself. Tisha B'Av itself, you sit as low as you can. Someone who can't, it's a strain, they bring down a woman who's pregnant or feeding or anything like that, which is a strain, then she doesn't need to. This is the lowest level minig on Tisha B'Av sitting on the floor. So for any reason, any chayla, anything, you have a reason not to, you don't need to. And especially if it's going to make the tannis harder for you, about to don't sit on the floor. But regularly, a regular person, sit on the floor, or raise yourself up, however much you need to get comfortable, you have back problems, you may need to raise a bit. But the real halacha, you see sometimes, the real machayma are down on the floor, that is really the ikka halacha. Smoking on Tisha B'Av as well, the poison can bring down for chatzos, you shouldn't, even after chatzos, you have three tonight after chatzos, b'tzina, you don't do b'rab, only b'tzina, and only if your mamish need it. Then they bring down the chidor rice, the, someone who smokes on Tisha B'Av in Shemaim, they put him in Chayrum. So, it sounds quite, the rest of the year, Stam HaShayla, whether it's mutas and the rest of the year, another Shayla, but on Tisha B'Av, the chidor says you put him into Chayrum. But if you have to, it's after chatzos, b'tzina, and only b'mokum tzurich. Washing your hands, you avoid washing. The klal is always less. The klal is always more rather than less, though. Even though you don't wash, you have a washing of a mitzvah, then you wash more rather than less, because it's really a chizus for a mitzvah, but it's a mutter. So you're allowed to wash. But you're minimized because it's Tisha B'Av. But if you have a sofik, do more rather than less, which means the fingers with the knuckles. The thumb is all the way, the thumb, all the way down to the hand. If you wash properly, it's quite impossible not to wash the whole hand, because you're washing the knuckles all the way up, and the whole thumb with the whole piece that moves all the way up to, almost to the wrist. So you come out washing the whole hand, more rather than less, turn into sveikas. Neglavasa, you do only half. If someone goes to the besakisi before davening, then she washes the whole hand. He has two tzadim, he has a besakisi and davening. Someone who eats on Tisha B'Av should wash the whole hand. If you're washing to eat bread, you wash the whole hand, that's a chiv gomel. But other than that, in tizidayim, for just touching yourself or tummy, something like that, due to a minimum, only wash the fingers and the thumb, which we said usually you wash in the whole hand anyway. Don't wash your face. Keep away from washing any part of the body. It's a good shayla. I mean, it's not a Tisha B'Av shayla. It's an everyday shayla. The reason Magdim, the shayla is really going to sleep before a mitzvah. We know you can't go to sleep or eat. Eating is not senegeah, but sleeping for a mitzvah. So if you have a shayma, someone's going to wake you up on an alarm clock, then you can. But there is an Indian, about the Indian's reason Magdim. There's any chiv dafka to put on early? I don't know. It's a good one, I'm not sure. Washing dishes, we said to avoid, because again, you're washing your hands unless you have to and you're stuck and you can't use gloves. Melacha we avoid as well, till after chatzos. Kinnos, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, it's also to go out in the middle of Kinnos. See people sometimes are making on the Shulchan Aruch, it's Lashon also to go out. If a person manages us to go out, he's going to the toilet, has to go home, has to help, has to do something, then okay. But Lachatchila, we stay in Kinnos till the end. Cooking is after Chatzos, the Afghanistan, cook for Chatzos. Broch on Sitzis, we don't make a broch on Sitzis, we make a broch on the Talis by Mincha. The meaning is, even someone who puts on regular sitters by Shechus, which are kosher, the Choladeus, which most sitters aren't, he still doesn't make a bracha. Usually our sitters are not the right Shia. Even the Amma is a major machlekes. That's why we always make a bracha on the Talis. Someone who has a proper Shia, big size sitters, depends on what Shia, then Amma and a half. The Amma, with the whole, without the whole, many Sveikas here. Even here in the Bodhi Substation, we only say a bracha on the Talis by Mincha. So when he does make a bracha on the sitters by Shechus, it's okay. But there's no reason to daka make a bracha. It is on the talis by Mincha. And Mr. Shem, we should see the gola.
About sitzes then, about size. So how can we wear them on Shabbos? There's a problem. Do you want to get